Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Dharad. Today is Tuesday, 26th of March, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open on a positive note as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a higher start for the broader index with a gain of 50 points. In the previous trading session, the equity benchmarks ended on a positive note, extending their winning streak to a third consecutive session amid buying across sectors barring IT stocks. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty might face a resistance at 22,124 level, while on the lower side, the index may take an immediate support at 21,940. This holiday truncated week, the market is expected to be range-bound and volatile given the monthly derivative contracts expiry. Also, the US GDP data and other key economic data would keep investors busy. The market was shut yesterday on account for Holi and will remain closed on March 29 for Good Friday. Besides, all eyes will be on the launch of the T+0 settlement cycle by exchanges. Meanwhile, the primary market is expected to be super busy this week as well due to significant action in the SME segment. In the main board segment, SRM Contractors IPO will hit the Lal Street today with a fundraising plan of 130 crore rupees. Additionally, around 12 IPOs will open for subscription this week with listings in the SME segment. Now, some of the top stocks to watch out in today's trading session are Hindustan Aeronautics, after the company received an order worth 194 crore rupees from the Guyana Defence Force. Secondly, Raymond, after the board approved selling entire investment in wholly owned subsidiaries Raymond Apparel and Ultrashore Realty for 1.2 crore rupees. Thirdly, JSW Energy will grab some limelight as the company's step-down unit inked a pact with Reliance Power to acquire a 45 megawatt wind power project in Maharashtra for 132 crore rupees. So do watch out for these names. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they fared. Overnight, the US stocks lost ground at the start of a holiday shortened week as investors positioned themselves ahead of inflation data. Major averages like the Dow Jones, the S&P 500 and the tech-heavy Nasdaq composite indices lost up to 0.5%. Meanwhile, Asia-Pacific markets kick-started the week on a mixed note following muted Wall Street cues. Japan's Nikkei 225 was flat, while South Korea's Kospi added 1% to hit its highest level since February 2022, and Australia's S&P 200 index fell 0.2%. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Ashwin Mehta of Ambit Capital talking about how investors should approach IT stocks in the medium to long term after Accenture lowered its revenue growth guidance. Listen in.
I think investors should be cautious on IT stocks in light of Accenture's lower revenue growth guidance. This is because, one, Accenture is probably the strongest player in IT services, and them guiding for a growth on an organic basis of -2% to +1% for this year is substantially lower than what people expected. Second, this is coming from a player who's outperformed both TCS and Infosys in terms of outsourcing over the last 16 to 18 quarters. Third, their commentary itself is pretty cautious, wherein they are talking about there being more constraints in terms of spending from clients, pullback in terms of smaller deals, as well as longer time taken in terms of translation of deals into revenue. And thirdly, this mirrors the guidances that the global players have been giving, wherein most of the global players have talked about similar or worse off growth in the next year compared to this year. In comparison, there is a hope of a substantial or a material rebound in Indian IT companies. So, which is where we think investors should be cautious in IT stocks. From a Q1 perspective, our view is that IT sector will again see a tepid growth quarter. From a deal flow perspective, we don't expect any major positive surprises from here. From a guidance perspective also, our view is that the guidances for the next year will suggest more moderate rebound rather than a substantial rebound, which the stocks seem to be building in. The other aspect in terms of overall view on the sector from a medium to long-term perspective, we've held this view that growth will be below pre-COVID. Margins which are already below pre-COVID will stay below pre-COVID, and even cash generation is weaker than pre-COVID. In such a scenario, tier 1 IT companies are trading at more than 50% premium to pre-COVID valuations. Tier 2 IT companies are trading at more than 100% premium to pre-COVID valuations, which to us appear unjustified. Even from a relative valuation perspective, the premium of the IT sector versus the markets is materially higher than history. IT sector is also trading more expensive compared to history versus other sectors like banking, pharma, and FMCG. So the way to play the sector in our view would be to play it through turnaround plays, play it through companies where growth and margin comfort is higher, play it through companies where there is some mispricing in terms of valuations and things can rebound. So overall, we retain a cautious stance on the sector and a more selective view in terms of the sector.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.